FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music, bringing you David Crowder Band, Oh Praise Him, All This for a King. Hey, good morning, happy Thursday. Liam and Fred with you, 7:04.
We here at WJTL are pleased to present Ryan Stevenson live from the Junction Center next Thursday evening, July 27th. Hard to believe that July 27th is a week from today.
It is.
It's already the end of July. Ryan is going to perform a mini concert here, and guests will enjoy dinner courtesy of Dolce Vita Pizzeria and Grill in Quarryville, which sounds amazing. Tickets will not be available for this event, but you can win your way onto the guest list. Listen all day to call in and win. Make sure you're available because it is a week from today.
Yeah. And in fact, I see a green piece of paper in Liam's hands.
That's
so that
a good
means
sign.
It might be coming up very soon. Our very special guest today from Water Street Mission is the Director of Residential Ministries, Lily Otte. Good morning to you, Lily.
Good morning.
So wonderful to have you here. Anybody
you
want to give
me
a shout out to?
Yeah, I would love to say good morning to my loving husband, Nick, and my kids, Sovereign and Anastasia. And it's also my wonderful stepmom, Jody's birthday today. So happy birthday to Jody.
She was a moon landing baby,
She was a moon landing baby, she was.
Happy birthday, Jody. So you are the Director of Residential Ministries. There's so many things going on at Water Street. Just give us a little bit of background of all the things that Water Street does.
Yeah, absolutely. So Water Street Mission is a group of ministries. We do many different things in the community. What we're probably most well known for is providing services to folks who are experiencing homelessness or marginalization. So we operate a short-term shelter, and we also operate a longer-term residential program for folks who are interested in going deeper. But in addition to that, we do community food outreach. We have an early learning center, a teen haven, and a young adult ministry. So lots happening.
So with you being the Director of Residential Ministries, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, so I have the privilege of working on the mission side. So that's with our guests coming in who are experiencing homelessness. And the team that I lead is the team of life coaches, which is not your typical life coach, your best life now kind of life coaching.
Right, right.
What we get the privilege of doing is walking alongside our guests from the time that they enter our doors to the time that they leave and return to a different part of their life. And so we really get to do life on life with people and spend daily time building relationship.
So what are the kind of things that you are coaching some of your residents to do?
A lot of what our work is presence ministry. So we're focused on building trust with people. Many of our guests who enter have experienced severe trauma or barriers and obstacles and oppression in their life. And that has left them feeling unheard and unseen and that they can't trust anybody. So a huge part of our work is just being safe people and letting them know that there are people that can be trusted. There are people that want to hear them. There are people who love them. And as we get to know them, we have the chance to speak into their life about different things that they're sharing with us. So whether it's broken relationships in their past or whether they're looking forward to how do I, overcome this obstacle for the future, or even just some really practical things like how do I get connected to resources or who do I talk to do that thing?
Right.
That's a lot of what we do.
Yeah. Is there a particular people group or a particular focus that you guys have right now?
We work with anybody who needs our services, but, one group of our guests that are really precious to my heart are our moms and kids. So families experiencing homelessness have a whole different set of barriers in the community than, even more so than folks who are experiencing homelessness on their own. So there's just so many challenges. I mean, we're in a national housing crisis. So if you're a family with multiple children, 4 or 5 kids, where are you going to live? There's nowhere for people to live. Landlords aren't renting. There's just so many constraints when it comes to school and childcare and transportation and benefits. And it's a really challenging world. So I have a really soft spot for, our families and our moms with kids who have it very difficult right now.
Yeah. About how many do you guys serve at a given time in your residential situation?
I think all told, if we're running at full capacity, we can have over 200 folks staying with us.
Wow.
We can serve up to 76 just in our single adult shelter. And then we have a family shelter and a residential ministry as well.
That's a lot of life coaching.
It's a lot of life coaching.
If folks want to get more information, they want to find out how they can help or how they can get involved or just what you're doing, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, our website's kind of our hub for everything. So it's just www.wsm.org.
Very cool. Check it out, wsm.org. We're going to talk with Lily more coming up. We invite you to stick around. Apollo LTD, Brandon Heath, and your chance to win your way here for Ryan Stevenson next Thursday coming up.